Brendan's teacher is cussing his ass out. He literally, Brendan missed the walkathon, and his teacher calls him up, leaves a voicemail, and starts cussing his ass out.
Hello, and how is everybody doing? Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Shake, and welcome to Childhood High. Now, before we start, this is a disclaimer. You must be this high, which is really high, to enjoy the ride. If not, please do so now. Thank you.
Hey, what it do, y'all? This is your boy, Shake, and welcome to Childhood High. Alright, on this episode, we are going to be reviewing Home Movies, which is also off of Cartoon Network, but this is the Adult Swim section of Cartoon Network. And Adult Swim, still running today, I guess it's under Toonami, which used to be a badass, you know, about 5 to 8, you know, sections of some good shows. That's where I watched Dragon Ball Z, actually. Adult Swim is like, you know, for the teenagers and adults who like cartoons. So, like, your, I think Family Guy was on there for a while. Some great animes are on there. Home Movies, which was, I believe, an original one. And let's get into it. All right, so Home Movies on IMDb, they gave it an 8.1. And it is about Brandon Small, an ambitious 8-year-old filmmaker, shoots movies in his basement with his two best friends while coming to terms with adolescence, life, and relationships. This is actually where I originally saw or heard H. John Benjamin, who does Archer and Bob's Burger. Alright, so this episode is season 2, episode 2, Identifying a Body. Brandon is doing a good job trying to raise money for the school walkathon, but Coach McGrew is doing a better job spending it. No worries. Coach's long lost uncle Pedro has died and left him something in his will. And just to let you know, Coach is like probably one of the most irresponsible adults on the show. And Brandon is clearly like a fourth or third grader. And for some reason, they're about to have a heart-to-heart. What the fuck are they going to have a heart-to-heart about? Now, I don't know if this was supposed to be like an alternative to South Park, or it was just supposed to be its own thing. It's almost like South Park is Grand Theft Auto and Home Movies is Saints Row. It's a good and decent alternative. Obviously, it's not going to have a long outrunning, lasting series like, you know, Grand Theft Auto or South Park, but I guess it was like the PG version of South Park. So the walkathon is supposed to be a walkathon to raise money for the homeless. The drawing is really interesting. There are like kids drawing. So maybe I guess it's supposed to be taking it from Brandon's point of view instead of like a first person. It's just what kids' drawings would look like. And so while they were at recess, Coach McGrew was like, you know, I gotta go run an errand. Basically, who wants to come identify the body? Like, why? First off, why are you wearing racing gloves in your car? Yo, my man is spending money. They really spent all this money that was for the homeless. Yo, Coach McGrew is an asshole. Dude, you are one irresponsible ass adult, bro. And then left the fucking kids at practice. Oh my gosh. How does he still have a job? Screw it, trying to pay bills. Dude, you don't deserve to have a job, especially looking after kids. How long were they out too? Because the kids didn't even decide to go back to the school. Also, why didn't the parents come pick them up? Why would you just leave your child and then, I guess, care of Coach McGrew? You got to know who Coach McGrew is at this point. You got to realize that this is crazy. He's bringing an eighth grader to identify a body for his uncle. And he spent all the money for the donations for the homeless and left the kids. Oh my gosh. Yeah, who just brings a random student to go identify a body to? Also, why is he out with his kid staring up at the stars? Like I said, having a heart-to-heart, I guess, over the dead uncle. But why the hell are the parents not out looking for their eight-year-old son? Or children, for that matter. Now, they finally just realize that they spent all the money while they are at a movie. Why the hell did Brandon, you know, I'm innocent. Brandon's a kid. Coach McGrew's an asshole that clearly just took all the money. And so now Brandon has to go back out and collect money after he clearly gave all that money to Coach McGrew. Gonna have these kids in a cult talking about, yes, homeless. Yes, the money's for the homeless. Like, all right, we get it. All right, cool. Oh, that's cute. Brandon and his mom, Linda, are role-playing because Linda wants to ask for a raise. And, of course, Brandon, who's a filmmaker, is going to get into character and become a thespian. Also, why is his view of her boss stupid-ass, who's the dude that, Scrooge. Why is his viewpoint of Scrooge is like her doctor? Good Lord. It's like her boss. Yo. They just had my man get his hand caught in his car, and then the car rolled down the hill. I believe that was the boss. Again, I don't really remember who he was. I forgot. I wasn't paying attention to his name. And for Brandon to go back up to Coach McGrew and believe that he was going to give back the money that he had just spent. Brandon is definitely a child. Off the bat, you should have known, oh yeah, Coach McGrew is just one of them dudes that just gonna freeloads. He's like a older version of Eddie from the previous episode. And now my man Coach McGrew and this nigga Brandon are gonna go on a road trip. Who came up with this show? Yo, this is one odd ass show. So now they are, the road trip was to get the will reading from Coach McGrew's dead uncle, Pedro. And what my man Coach McGrew gets is definitely what he deserves. A disgusting ass sausage, which was the last sausage from his uncle. Instead of leaving him his business, he was like, yo, I'm gonna leave you this nasty frozen ass sausage. Yep, that's what he gets. This man has the audacity to try to sell this shit too. And now he is negotiating. Get the hell out. Yo, really? Absolutely deserves it. How you gonna sell some nasty frozen ass sausage talking about it's fucking vintage? Bro, get the hell out of here. Oh, yeah, this is the boss. Yeah, so Linda's boss is the one that got his hand caught in the car and rolled down the hill and got fucked up by a bicyclist. Also, her boss, Mr. Linderson, is an asshole. Maybe this man is Scrooge. Telling her she can't get a raise even though she's been working there for a while. This man has the audacity to say, hey, this is what I'm gonna do, which I'm probably not gonna do for you. I'm gonna talk to the board even though he's not familiar with the board. Who watches his movies? Brendan's movies. That's a good ass question. Is he selling it to like Hollywood or something? Is he like working on his craft? What the hell does he do with these movies? So their movie is about a priest who comes to the, not aid, but to basically read the last rites to this man who had a building fall on him. And he's trying to pay his way into heaven. Brandon and his two best friends, who I don't even know their names. If I catch it, I'll let you know. So Linda is a evening adult class teacher at the university. Okay, that's why I can understand why he laughed at her ass. I mean, it's still cold as hell, but he's like, you're like a part-time teacher, which teachers definitely deserve to get paid a hell of a lot more, just to let y'all know. This man was like, you know that thing, the other thing you told me about the issue with the noise in the martial arts or self-defense class? It's like, yeah, I can't do anything. And then now he's trying to offer her some frozen-ass lasagna. Yo, who is this dude? Seriously, that man is a straight up creep. Fucking weird. Yo, Brendan. And Brendan actually got some money from, you know, being on the street corner asking for money for the charity. Well, hey, he took the homeless blind guy who is not homeless or is definitely not blind, or and he has legs. He says this is a crappy movie. My man gets up on a skateboard and dips out. Shit. And I totally forgot that Coach McGrew got this nasty ass sausage that it doesn't even look like he took out of the wrapper. And after Coach McGrew fixes his sausage, he was like, this is incredible. And the dude who he tried to sell the sausage to was like, save some for me. I think I said that right. I don't know. Yo, I'll admit, this is one bizarre ass episode. Like, this is one weird ass show. Or I shouldn't say weird. Definitely an odd ass show for sure. They gave it an 8.3 on IMDb. I'm going to give it like a 7.5 just because this show is a little bit more creepier than I remember. I thought it was a little odd, but this definitely is it's a different show for sure. It's on HBO Max if anybody wants to watch on that.
This has been your guide, Shake, and thank you for listening to Childhood High. Please remember to rate, subscribe, and tell us some ideas you might have. New episodes are on the way, and don't forget, let's get high on our childhood.